Have you ever had to be involved in a scam, an investment scam or a money-making scam? How do you know you've been taken or scammed? At what point, and how do you look out for something like that? Well, we have from the Federal Trade Commission official with us, Dominate, joining us this morning. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We want to know a little bit about some of these scams. How do you identify or what categorizes these money or financial scams?
Yeah, so investment scams, and this is really big last year. So last year, just to give you a little bit of background, folks reported to us losing $4 billion to these investment scams, and that's with a B. And so that's more than people lost to any other scam last year. And that $4 billion was double the amount of what people lost the year before in 2021. So to answer your question, sort of what are the red flags or warning signs of an investment scam or a money-making scam? The number one big red flag, Craig, is scammers will promise you that you'll make money. They will guarantee you that they will make that you will make money, or you know, some big payout with a guaranteed return, like you know, make 15% from your investment. So that's a big red flag.
Phil, what is a common way that these people approach you, the target, the victim, so to speak? Is it online? Sure. Is it by phone call? How does that work?
Yeah, and so it really comes from a lot of sources. Like I was listening to your program just earlier, and you all were talking about seeing breaking news on Facebook or social media. That's one of the ways that scammers try to target folks. We also know they target folks using just cold calls, right, on the telephone. It can be a text message or an email. And sort of the tying thing with all of these initial contacts, they almost always come out of the blue, right? And it's, you know, here's a tip. So if you get one of those contacts, however it gets to you, right, social media, call, text, or email, if it's about an unexpected, supposedly great investment deal, that's a really big red flag as well, because those kinds of deals, they're not out there to find you, right? You have to look for those, and you have to do the work to look for those. So no matter how that deal sounds that you hear about, if it comes out of the blue, that's a really big red flag.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the common types of scams. If you could kind of maybe take us through some scenarios or things that people have been recently getting scammed by.
Yeah, so the big thing from last year, and this is sort of the twist from last year, is the mixing or the hybrid of investment scams and online dating or romance scams. So how this works, someone will be on a dating app or online, a website, looking for a romantic interest, and they start building this relationship with someone they don't necessarily know yet very well or even have met in person. And the scammer will, all of a sudden say, hey, I happen to be a successful investor, and there's this great investment opportunity involving cryptocurrency. Let me teach you how to do that. And so we've heard from a lot of folks who've fallen for this kind of scam, and they send the scammer money supposedly to use that to buy cryptocurrency. And so that's like a double whammy, because you're, first of all, the scammer will sell to you this investment opportunity, telling you that's, you're going to have this guaranteed return. It's awesome. And then you're mixing that with cryptocurrency, which I don't know about you all, I know very little about, right? Cryptocurrency is sort of still a developing asset. What we know is it's very volatile, and you can't predict the value of that asset. And so mixing those two things right now, and then you're tapping into the need for someone to have a romantic interest, that's been a report to us. A lot of folks have been reporting to us that problem.
Talking this morning to Phil DeBonate from the Federal Trade Commission. You mentioned also about how many people have been, you know, the money amount, but we also know that there's a lot of people that don't report this, right? They would become too embarrassed. There's that sort of shame about it. Talk a little bit about who gets scammed and how people think, oh, that'll never happen to me. And the next thing you know, they've been suckered.
Yeah, and that's a really great question. So scammers, they don't discriminate in terms of who they target. They will target you if they think that you're going to fall for the scam or you're going to be tricked into giving your personal information, right? So make no mistake about it. Your personal information is just as valuable to scammers as your cash. And so, to your question about being embarrassed, being ashamed for falling for a scam, that's really something that I think as a society we should correct, because when I'm doing my job, investigating scammers and suing them in court, it is critical for me to hear from folks about the scams and the scammers' tactics that they're experiencing on a day-to-day basis, whether they fall for the scam and end up paying or they don't, right? It's really great to hear from folks who they were aware that this was a scam, right? They know all the red flags and the warning signs, and they didn't fall for the tricks and the tactics. But let us know about that, right? Because it helps us do our job better. It also helps us share the information to other folks who might not be as aware. And so to do that, I really would encourage folks, go to reportfraud.ftc.gov and tell us about, even if you suspect it's a scam, you're not quite sure about it, let us know.
Should they involve the police in any way at some point, too?
Yes. I mean, it depends on the kind of scam that they experience. I'll say this, and it's probably a useful tip for your listeners. If you do end up sending money to a scammer, the number one thing that you should do is to contact the person or the company that you used to pay the scammer. So if you paid by credit card, contact your credit card company ASAP. Contact them immediately and tell them, hey, I think I was scammed. Can you reverse the charges? Now, if it's a gift card or cryptocurrency, contact those companies, right? There are cryptocurrency platforms that you can contact, and you can tell them, I think I fell for the scam. Can you please reverse it? There's never a guarantee for those kinds of platforms. As you know, it's very difficult, but it's still worth a shot. But the key, again, is you gotta contact them immediately.
As a member of the Federal Trade Commission, what are you doing to protect us? What things do you do proactively that maybe can get ahead of all this, if anything?
Really, two things. So in my job, I do the investigating and suing of the scammers. That's our bread and butter, right? We sue the scammers and we try to get money back to the victims of those scams. But the other part of this job, which I really consider as equally important, is just this, right? The consumer outreach, telling people about the red flags and the warning signs of scams so that they become more aware what to watch out for. The goal there, obviously, is so they don't fall for these scams.
Scams have been going on for a long. I was thinking when you were talking about the way the technology, Craig, if you remember also, Phil, there's people used to send letters to your house or something.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And you would,
right.
And then some people sort of fall for this. It's just a letter. But they do things in such a mass amount. It's like a shotgun, right? In other words, so many of them, all they need is one little nibble from something, and what all their efforts paid off. So they got to keep working on it.
And so with technology now, it's faster and cheaper for these scammers. And so for us, for all of us, the good guys and the consumers in our community, We just have to be aware of these warning signs and red flags.
And go good get information. Is there a place on the FTC site where they might be able to get some information sort of to understand some of the scams or other things we've talked about today?
Yes, yes. And so we have actually a very great website where folks can sign up to get consumer alerts. And so, you know, part of our consumer outreach is whenever we find out about a trending scam, right? Or, you know, I gave you the example earlier about online dating and investment scams with the angle of cryptocurrency, we would send out those consumer alerts as fast as we can so people know and know about them immediately. And so people can sign up to get those consumer alerts. It's ftc.gov/consumer alerts.
Lots of good information this morning. Phil, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing and get the word out and get people a little bit on their radar so that they can know that it's possible so they don't fall for these scams. Thanks for your time this morning.